You may feel the weight of the world on your shoulders right now. You may be overwhelmed by fear, drained and defeated by what's happening to you. Jesus wants to lift you from under your circumstances and seat you far above them with him. From there, he'll teach you how to pray and overcome whatever you're struggling with. The prayer activation at the end of this video will enable you to pray above your circumstances. Everything looks different when you rise above the problems of your life. Please do the activation. Your phone rings. It's the middle of the night. You fight through the fog of deep sleep, trying to unscramble the voice on the phone. This is Memorial General, the hospital? Yes. Your mother's here. Her heart stopped. The doctor's got it started again, but you'd better come in. The voice with calm authority pronounces judgment. This may be the end. Mom? But how? What happened? That's all I know. They asked me to call. Come quickly. Fear kicks down the door of your heart. You set down your cell phone with a trembling hand. Your mind begins to race. Your chest tightens and begin to see yourself standing over your mother's grave. Fear and hopelessness tighten their grasp on you. As you scramble around the room, putting on your clothes, you begin to cry out to God. Fervent, tearful prayers that die in your throat as hopelessness chokes off your words. You stumble into the kitchen and grab your keys off the hook, and then you stop. You remember who God is and who you are. Thank you, Father. You love me so much. I know you're watching over my mom right now. You love her even more than I do. You walk swiftly to your car. God, I can't stay under these circumstances. I can't even think to pray. The voices of fear and hopelessness are crushing me. Help me. And you hear, come up here. You know that voice. You smile. It's Jesus. This was the invitation John received while on the Isle of Patmos. John was invited to come up to heaven to receive the revelation of Jesus and what was to come. Revelation 4. After this, I looked, and there before me was a door standing open in heaven. And the voice I had first heard speaking to me like a trumpet said, come up here, and I will show you what must take place after this. Jesus is inviting you to come up here so he can show you what he's going to do and how to pray. It's an open door to heaven, an invitation to approach God's throne of grace and mercy to receive help in this time of need. Hebrews 4:14 to 16 comes to your mind. So then, since we have such a great high priest who has entered heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to what we believe. This high priest of ours understands our weaknesses, for he faced all the same testings we do, yet did not sin. So let us come boldly to the throne of our gracious God. There we will receive his mercy, and we will find grace to help us when we need it most. Fearful thoughts come roaring back into your mind as you think of the hospital and your mother. Then Holy Spirit reminds you of Psalm 100, verse 4. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Go into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. I praise you, Jesus. I love you so much. I'm so glad you're with me tonight. Thank you. I need you. You start the car, and as the engine comes to life, you begin to feel the fear lift off you. As you drive the dark, empty streets to the hospital, praise rises up from your heart. You praise and worship God. You enter his gates with praise. You enter his courts with thanksgiving. On the corner of Atlantic and 3rd Avenue, your car fills with the presence of God. Peace comes into your heart, grabs fear and hopelessness by the scruffs of their necks and throws them out. Peace closes the door to your heart and locks it. Now you're ready to pray. Jesus, I thank you for inviting me to your prayer meeting. I submit to you. I draw near to you, Jesus. Devil, I resist you. Leave me now. Jesus, how are you praying for my mom? What do I need to know about this situation? You wait. When anxious thoughts try to come, you just gently praise them away. When Jesus speaks, it may be a picture in your mind, a still small voice, a scripture, or an inner knowing that you recognize as him. You wait, confident he will answer. You've done this before, many, many times. Then you have the faintest impression, a picture of a heart beating, and a wave of peace washes over you. You have Jesus' answer. Your mother will live. Somehow, in your spirit, you know that. You pull into the hospital parking lot and park your car. Now you really pray. You pray with great faith and calm authority. You declare life over your mother. You pray for wisdom for all the doctors and nurses. You thank Jesus and Father God. You pray with faith and not an ounce of fear. Romans 10:17 promises. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You heard God, and faith came. You now enter the hospital prepared to change the atmosphere and bring the full kingdom of God to bear in this situation. Your spirit is seated with Jesus in heaven. That's where you're praying from. You're at Jesus' prayer meeting. What just happened? Our physical lives are limited to the earth, but we are spirits. We live in a body and we have a soul, but we are spirits. When we're born again, God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ, Ephesians 2:6. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It's by grace you have been saved, and God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus. Jesus is seated in the throne room of God at God's right hand. This is the throne of grace and mercy where we can go to get help, Hebrews 4:16. We enter the outer gates by giving thanks. We enter God's courts, his presence, with praise. Paul talked about three heavens in 2 Corinthians chapter 12. It's also several other places in Scripture. The first is the earth and the atmosphere above us. The second heaven is where demonic powers and principalities control the earth from. People without Jesus live their lives under the principalities and powers of darkness, under the problems, fears, and darkness covering this world. The third heaven, high above the other two, is where Jesus is, high above any principality or power. Jesus is seated on his throne at the right hand of God. When we pray, we go to Jesus, boldly approaching his throne of grace and mercy. What is Jesus doing in heaven? He's interceding for us. Hebrews 7:25 says, therefore he is able once and forever to save those who come to God through him. He lives forever to intercede with God on their behalf. Now, I don't know about you, but when I join Jesus' prayer meeting, I don't try to lead. I listen. What is Jesus praying? What is his provision for my situation? When he answers, then I know how to pray. I'm not praying to him. I'm praying to God with Jesus, and I know that prayer will be answered because Jesus tells me how to pray. Activation. Life's problems can quickly overwhelm you. You weren't meant to live crushed under the devil's feet. Jesus said, in this world you'll have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world. John 16:33. Romans 16:20 promises, the God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. God's will is for you to crush Satan under your feet. Now, obviously, you can't do that by yourself, but in Christ, you can. Learn to come up here where Jesus is. Everything looks different when you rise above the problems of life. I want you to think of a situation or a problem that's weighing you down and stressing you out. Follow these four simple steps and look for the breakthrough. First step, accept Jesus' invitation to come up here. Rise above your situation by heartfelt thanksgiving and praise. This is Psalm 104. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Go into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. This is a game changer. I can't begin to tell you how powerful this is. It sounds simple or even simplistic, but it's not. It's very powerful. Second step, draw near to God and resist the devil. Praise and worship until you feel the peace of God's presence. Submit to God. God, it's not what I want. I submit to you. Draw near to God and resist the devil. Satan, I resist your thoughts, your emotions, and your influence. James 4:7-8 says, submit yourselves then to God, resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. Come near to God, and he will come near to you. The third step, join Jesus' prayer meeting. See Ephesians 2:6 and Hebrews 7:25. You're there to listen and to pray the way Jesus is interceding for your problem. Ask him how to pray. Sometimes how we see a person or a situation is the problem. So begin with, Jesus, show me how you see, and then that's the person, situation, or problem. Let Jesus show you his perspective. That may be all you need to know how to pray. But next, how are you praying, Jesus? What is your provision for me in this? And finally, approach Jesus knowing there's always an answer. Philippians 4:19, and my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus. 2 Peter 1:3 says, by his divine power, God has given us everything we need for living a godly life. We've received all of this by coming to know him, the one who called us to himself by means of his marvelous glory and excellence. Fourth step, once you know how to pray, you'll be able to pray in faith, and God will answer your prayers. 1 John 5, 14-15 says, this is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we asked of him. What a precious promise. Once we know that we're praying according to God's will, our faith should be rock solid. Matthew 17:20 says, truly I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. I hope this activation helps you overcome whatever you're facing. Please let us know about your breakthroughs in the comments. Thank you. If you enjoyed this video, please like, comment, and share it with a friend. Thank you for listening, and thank you for doing the activation to let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Romans 12:2, New Living Translation. Until next time, God bless.